Yani demin Shin Man, Steve Gimmel, and then Lamar. So the Lamar says as follows: also, Le Chabert Hugo, one is not permitted to break a cookie. Shekosav Oleo Kimin Oishie. If on the cookie there's written Oishies on the cookie, Av alpi she'ene mechavein rak la'achile, even though the person who is eating the cookie has no intent to be meichik the Oishies, the sole intent is to eat the cookie, the Abi Meichik, but he's Chayim of Meichik. We'll see the Mishnah Berurim. But let us learn the Mishnah Berurim. Shalai Kiseida. Let us start from Sif Koton Yudzayin. So we'll get into the Shaila, the Havi Moichik. Va'av de'enoi almenas lichtoi. We had asked before the Issa of Moichik, the Issa, the Araisa of Moichik, is almenas lichtoi. In here, there's no intent to write anything, but Mokim Ho'ishiyes. Isure de Rabbonon Mieike. When Amoichik Shaloy Amenas Lichtoiv, is also me de Rabbonon. So we have here Amoichik de Rabbot. A second question. Va'av She'enoi Mechavein Limchik. It's a Dover She'enoi Miskavein. Now, Dover She'enoi Miskavein. If I'm doing something without kavona, this is muta. Ksikreishu, va'osa af midarabona. So this is the ksikreishu, and this is also, even though the whole issa is only an issa darabona, it's a moichik shaloya menat lichtoi, so it's an issa darabona, number one. And number two, he's an Eine Mechavet, but it's a Psikreishe. And a Psikreishe is also Av Midarabonam, Uch Demuchach B'Simin Shin Yudvov Tiv Dalet. Now, in Shin Yudvov Tiv Dalet, it says, Tocha Haloche. In Shin Yudvov Tiv Dalet, it is speaking about a person's hair. What is it called? That he has bees in the
beehive.
Yeah, a person has a beehive, and he covers and training, and because of the rain, the rain will penetrate the beehive, and everything will get through. So he covers the beehive. He covers the beehive with a mat, so the rain shouldn't come in. Gevaldik. So he didn't do anything wrong so far, but he did by covering it with a mat. The bees will not be able to come out. So it's considered he's a thug. He's capturing the bees, making a meister stay down the bees. So this is a teda de rabbona, because bees are minon einai nitzis. That means a person doesn't capture bees, so it's only a teda de rabbona. And he doesn't have any kavanas to trap the beast, but it's obstinculation. So we see obstinculation by Yehissa, the Rabbanon is also. Fine. That's what we see over there. So Mamela, the Mishnah Berurah is saying, so when a person is eating this cookie, so even though it's a moichik de Rabbanon, it's not of a nas lichtoi, he has no intent to write. Number one. Number two, he's not mechaven to be moichik, but we see by an issa the Rabbanon's obstinculation is also, even though he's ain't a mechaven, just like over there, he's not permitted to spread over the mat, over the beehive, because Midarabonon, he is a cut. He's trapping the bees. And it's a obstinculation by Anissa Darabonon. So here's the same thing. He's a moichik Darabonon. He's a moichik Shaloyman Aslichtai. And he's not Bechavin, but it's a obstinculation will be moichik, so it is also. Fine. We'll talk about that soon. That's a good shayla. But then there's Makila. No, but it's mamish over the beehive. It's not, a tent would be there'd be a space between the beehive and the tent. Then it would be making an oil. But he's mamish covering it, so there's no space between, so it's not considered a tent. Fine. So this is halacha. Now there's one pertinent question, which is a moichik pertinent question. Yesterday we said that the halacha of moichik is, we said we erase a blob of ink. So if he has an intent to write, there's a issa d'oraisa of moichik. So we mentioned a rosh yesterday. The rosh's malachas moichik is not to erase oitziyot. Malachas moichik is to be machshel amokim l'ksida. That means if I have a blob of ink and I erase it, so now this mokim is now, I'm capable to write on this mokim. That's Malachas Moichik. Before Kozman the blob of ink was on it, it was impossible to write. By erasing it, I can write on it. Now, if I intend to write on it, so that's the Yisro D'oraisa. If I am erasing the blob of ink without an intent, so Tanisa the Rabbanon. But the Malachi is created, the Malachas Moichik is not to erase oitzias, nor to make a mokim moil exceeded. That is the malacha. Now, in the intent to write it, so the raisa, I don't have an intent to write it, so the rabbos. Here, by chewing the cookie, I'm not making a mokim moil exceeded. I'm eating up the cookie, that's it. There's no. So the whole sugar of the malacha is, it's not applicable over here. So why is this also? So this shayla, and I'm sure Ms. Almanet, this is mamish, if the way we understood yesterday, Malachas Moichik, the whole tzura of the Malachas is not to erase Oishir, only to be machshel, to prepare a mocking that I can write on this. Here, I'm not doing that at all. This is, I'm sure this is almost kasha, it's somewhere in the kechumre. So we see from this, I saw the Rebbit HaShulchan had been down from the Menezer. Could be not all Rishonim hold like this, but other Rishonim hold, there are two Yisurim. There's one Issa, if I have a blob of ink and I erase it, so there the malacha is, I am preparing that this mokim, I can write on this mokim. That's one case of malachas moichik. There's another case of malachas moichik that I have an oit races, two races, and they erase them. Is like we mentioned yesterday, let's say before I borrowed from someone $1,000 and I paid him back $990 and I erased the two zeros, that to me I own $10. So there, the purpose of the moichik is not to have a plate to write on. I'm not interested in writing anything. The purpose is to be moichik these oisiyas. That's also a meleches moichik diyaraita. To be moichik oisiyas, that's also a meleches moichik. So memela, now we can understand this halacha. If I am chewing a cookie, so even though I'm not preparing, I'm not making a fucking royal exhibit, but, and I'm a mekalkel also, I'm not a misakins, but I'm moichi koisiye. So this is also midarabono, even though I'm in a mekalkel, it's a particularization. So let us just, so we just said now there are two yisurim. There's one issa to, if I make a mocking royal exhibit by erasing a blob of ink, that's one issa of moichik. And there's another issa of moichik of if I have oisiyes and I erase oisiyes. There's two issuim. So now we can understand there's a problem. Those who smoke on Yom Tov, there's a problem. What is the problem? Because on the cigarettes, there's oisiyes written on the cigarettes, that whatever it says, the brand, whatever it says, something on the cigarette. Now, when a person is puffing away, as he puffs away, he's going to burn the cigarette, and he's going to be moichik the oisiyes that were there, he's moichik them, but he's moichik the paper also. That means everything is moichik. But this is similar to the cookie. The smoking the cigarette is similar to the cookie, which is a shayla, and others speak about the shayla. So others are makos if before Yom Tov he takes some ink and goes over the oisiyes. So I don't have oisiyes anymore. I only have a blob of ink. So here I when he's smoking the cigarettes, he's not erasing oisiyes, because the oisiyes were erased already with the blob of ink. What he is doing is he's erasing the blob of ink. But the whole issue of erasing the blob of ink is only if through that I'm making a mokim that loy lichtoys. But over here, when he smokes the cigarette, he's not making a mokim a loy lichtoys. So here, others say this eitzah, that says that in order to avoid the issa moichik, that before Yom Tov they went and they took some ink and covered over the oisiyes, so there shouldn't be an issa moichik. We're not speaking about for just walk or not walk, that is not the, speaking about Hilchus Moichik over here. And the fact how others, and Shlomo Zalman brings down this eitzah, but now we will appreciate the that without erasing it, it's mamish like the cookie, and with erasing it, so then could be mutter. Now let us go further in this Mishnah Berurah. Va'ayin v'seifa dogu milvovo shemitzadet lohokel beikar hadin hazeh. Now we have to understand we are. If the Dogo Mevovel wants to be Mekel, he is going against, Rishonim. This is a Mordechai. The Amor brings down a Mordechai, and the Yisod, I think the Mordechai brings down a Maran Mevittenberg. This is from the Rishonim. Also, the Shabel Uge Shekosta Valel, Kimin Oisir, Yinge Ava Vishen Mecham Nrakel Achille, Ba'ava Moichit. So this is Rishonim. Now the Dogel Melvovim wants to be Mekel. Now why is, let's first see why, what is Cheshbon to be Mekel. So the Dogel Melvovim says, The Shmos of the Dago Mabave is as follows. There's two Darabonans over here. It's Moichik Shaloy Amenach Lichtoi, Ubederech Kilku, Ubelaachayas. And it's the situation. It's a substitution by three darabonos. That's what we have over here. He's mechaven to eat, and he's not mechaven to be moichik, and it's a moichik shleim and a lichtois, and it's derech kilkul, and it's kalache yad, he's chewing. So that's not derech mechik. Well, he chewed it first, but he's chewing it. So the chewing is the three darabonon plus an eni mechamis.
He is all the might and the fool of Tugra as well.
Yeah. Yes, this would have, according to the Dago Mavova, that is right. That is right. According to the Dago Mavova, the Chayyim have these to tell him also. But he's going against the Malchai Marami Rutenberg. So we have to appreciate this. The Dago Mavova made the view that would not disagree with the Malchai. I mean, the Malchai, the Baram Rutenberg says that it's also, he wouldn't disagree. So he says, so what am I saying? So he says the Malchai is speaking about a different case now. He's speaking about, they wrote on these cookies, Oishis, not happy birthday, that wasn't Oishis, no. These were Oishis that were written on the cookies, that when the child or someone ate the cookie, it was machkim the child. These Oishis was written, it wasn't poshet Oishis, it wasn't plain Oishis. It was Oishis written with a kavonis that a person who chose these oishis gets chochmes, was written with kavonis and those. That's what he was speaking about. That's what they were speaking about. So there, he's not an ene machaven. He's a machaven. He's a machaven for kelp. I want to chew of these oishis. I want to, just like a person wants to swallow shots, or he wants to. He wants to, these oishis were machkim him by chewing up these oishis. It worked. Some of Melech, so that's what they were speaking about. But so the native Yudin says, but Tamazay Akei, if you have Tamazay oishis, where there's an enem achaven, an obstacration with two darabonons, so he says, then we could be makers. This is the heter of the Dago Mavova. V'yesh lismach olav. So now, so we have over here a Dago Mavova. That's matters. So he says, v'yesh lismach olav she'eino yishayver b'mokin ha'oisiyos b'yodai. When he doesn't break it with his hands, breaking it with his hands is not called kalacha yad. So we have a mechike biyad. Rak b'fiz derech achila. So he says, that means he puts in the cookie in his mouth, he doesn't break up the cookie. It's a big cookie and he breaks it up, and in the process of breaking up, he's making this ice and this ice and this ice, that he won't be makel. But if he puts the cookie in his mouth, and then he chews the cookie, so now we have a mechike kela'acha yas, and it's an ene mechaven, and it's a moichin shalem and a slift ice. In such a case, we could rely on the Dago Mavova. We can't rely on him. B'yesh lismach olav in such a case. Fine. Now, we are learning Shalaika Seidel. Now let's go back. We have to come back to Yudalit, but I want to learn first Tetzvot. Yeah. Shekosav, let's go to Tetzvot. The doctor, now we have him, we have here a cookie that I see that there is not. The doctor, Chakaisman, Alohugi, I see, Mitova, Aha. Another, tonight. That if you have a cookie, and on the cookie you have icing, and on the icing, there's something, this icy is on the icing, and you now are moichik the ice from the icing, so you have a ice that was written on the cookie, so that is called, I'm moichik the ice that's on the cookie. That's what the Mordechai says, you're not allowed to eat it in Shabbos because it is moichik. Abel Shaksivehi Meyuga Atmos Bitfut Oybi Yodayim Shali. But if the Ksiva is from the cookie alone, that means you have a chocolate, and on the chocolate you have engraved in the chocolate, or you have oisies which are poisonous, which are sticking out. It says oisies in the chocolate, but it is not from a second thing. It's the chocolate has oisies in it. That's an intrinsic chalik of the chocolate. It's not a double nifrot. Surely. Then this will be permissible. That's what it says in Mishnah Berurah. Now, just I'd like to elaborate on this for 1 minute. So they bring down two halachas. One halacha they bring down from Rav Nissim Kerelet. He does not, let's say like this, I have here a cookie. And I have here a cookie that's made out of cookie dough. And over the cookie, on the cookie, I have seven. But also made from the cookie dough. I made a seventh, and I said, the person who's getting the 7 years old, and I put the seven on top of the, all the same dough, I put the seven on top of the cookies, I bake the cookies. He says, that is zicha also. That is not what we're speaking about. This is, I made an ois, it's irrelevant. If the ois is made out of icing, if the ois is made out of another piece of dough, this is called a kaisev and a moichik. There's an oi on the cookie, even though it's made from dough, but this is called an oi on the cookie. It's irrelevant if the oi is made from icing, if the oi is made from something else. This is also. That was the Mishnah Berurah. This matter means that from the dough alone, I engraved an oi or I have an ice that is sticking out, then since that's an intrinsic chalik of the chocolate or of the cookie, then this is mutter. That's right. Yes, so what you just asked now, the Chazon Ish disagreed with this halacha. He's chaylik on this halacha. He says, what if a person would write in Shabbos? He'd do this in Shabbos. He'd make this mold in Shabbos, or he'd engrave it in Shabbos. That's a kaisim din aisa. He's a kaisim din aisa. So he says, so why isn't it a moichik din aisa? He doesn't understand hakaponim. So here we have the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings this down from Achronim Chof. This Chof is Askomis Achronim. This is Akash Halevi. Achronim Amatskim. The Mishnah Berurah is Michael, the Chazon Ish is Machna. Okay. So now, Kaponim, we have, if you give someone a funny chocolate, so you have to know if, according to the Shulchan Aruch, Malshaila, according to the Chazon Ish, I wouldn't advise this. Okay, now weiter. The chain in Kosav oisies bedvash hamuriv b'maya. What if the oisies is written? It's written with an icing, but it's a icing that's honey that was mixed together with water. And you made a noise on top of a cookie, a shah made playlist, Gam Kain Ein Lahachmer. And the reason of this halacha is because this is Aksav She'einoi Miskayen, it won't last too long. So Memele, so they are Meiko, Aksav She'einoi Miskayen, and Samoichik Shleom and Aslichtoi, and Tanei Mechaven, they put together a whole bunch of things. They're Ein Lahachmer, and the Chazanish was Machmer. So then he said, but he can tell, he can see it. I saw the item of science. But I'll compose him, he yells, there is an Yisrael Moichik on this also. Right. Kemin oisiyoi, v'yesh machmirim afulu b'stiyurim. That if you have pictures on this, it also, you'll also have... There's also this, just like there's the Issa Mechike on our oath, there's the Issa Mechike on our number, there's the Issa Mechike on Tehillim. Now, I'd just like to say over, the Chazanish was very much Machmer on these and on them, but there's a Gemara, which he got stuck with this Gemara, and he says a Shtik Torah on this Gemara. The Gemara speaks about matzah. The Gemara speaks about tzrikin. They used to make for matzahs for Pesach tzrikin. Now, what was tzrikin? Tzrikin was a matzah that had a tzura of a bird or something else. It had some sort of a form. It was a matzah with a form. Maybe, and they used to eat this by the Seder night. And the Gemara is mefalpo about this tzrikin. The shayla is a different shayla because you make this tzure, you don't take too much time, and I come home. The Gemara speaks about other shaylas. But now we start scratching our heads of a shayla shemayim. Forget about that. They ate this by the Seder night. No, by the Seder night, it's Yotzer. And you're eating it up. And then you're Moichik. What happened with Moichik over here? So, the others were Meikul. There's just the Abonon. There's a Moichik Shleif. That's Lichtoy. It's Moichik Lachayad. And that's a Psychiatrist. We put a whole bunch of coolers together, which the Chazaynish did not like. He didn't want to be saying Mahandi's kulas, but he has a Gemara. The Gemara says that they ate these matzahs for Pesach. And he has a problem. So the Chazanish says, and it's got very interesting. The Chazanish says that, the tzura al alechem leichayil ala shem tzure elezeu tmunat hapas. This is the lashon of the Chazaki. That means if they have a matzah that's shaped like an eagle or shaped like that's the tzura of the matzah. So that's not called a moichik. So that's the tzura of the matzah. Cookies, whatever. So that's the tour of the cookie. So that's not called moichik. Moichik means you have a tour on something else. But if that's the tour of the cookies, that's mutter. So, but he said, but since I'm looking at it, it says the Chazanish was only mako by a tour. That means you have a picture, a gingerbread matzah. So it looks like an animal. That's mutter. But he says, if you have oisiyos, you have alphabet, to be the Chazanish was machmas. The Chazanish only little than ois. He is called the machikas an ois. A Chazanish was only made by the tzrikin. These tzrikin that had a tzure. So even though a tzur is also a din mechikin, but that's the tzur of the lechem. A lechem is a tzur, this is the tzur. But if it is a tzur of a noyistach, then he should make. So the chazal, that the chazal should not eat out for this on Shabbos, 100%. 100%. If you want to be maker, how many years the dog will have a vomit, but just don't break them before. Stick them in your mouth and chew them like a dog. I will have the Mishnah Blue that says the same as the dog will have a vomit. I don't know. The whole cookie looks like a pyramid. I don't know. Now, what you were asking before to swallow something without chewing. So that they say, the Hafnissim Kerela says, to swallow something without chewing, he says, that's not called meichik. Meichik means, I did a meichik mechik, I swallowed it whole. He says, therefore, if a person swallows the pills or kids, pills, there's this, there's a whole, this laboratory, does whatever it is. So if you're allowed to take the pill on Shabbos, but if you're allowed to take the pill, he says, can swallow it, you don't to hate, and no problem. Because the whole mechike first starts in the digestive system, and that's no problem. So the digestive system, but you don't chew it. Not chewable. No, if you swallow, you just think if you suck it, and then it's just like chewing it, because you're getting the sucking it, you are being moichit zay. I'm a sure moichit zay. When you suck, I don't know. You're not doing anything. Okay, like a lollipop or something like that. That's you suck it. But if it bounces by itself, so it could be that tomorrow.
All right. Well,
yeah. That's the machlokes the chazanish and the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah was Michael. He says since it's part of the food, it doesn't have a bezunda that does not nichlal and moichik. I mean, he's Michael. The Mishnah Berurah is Michael because the Nish was Machmel. The Nish was Machmas. Okay. Now let us find. Now let us go to the first Mishnah Berurah we skipped over. Also, the Shaber is cutting your dalit. We have here a remor. Also, the shaber uge shekosef oleo kimin oishir. So, let us learn the remor elach. Without all dreidlach, the remor says that if you have a cookie, let's say whatever this is the case is, you have a cookie with icing and there's an ice on it And that's what the Gemara is speaking about. The Gemara says you're not allowed to eat it because you are moshe. That is the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, muta litnoi matinik. Now, these three words, are very, very debatable. Muta litnoi matinik. Why are you permitted to give this tatinik? If the Gemara holds this is a moshe, so, why are you allowed to give a tinnik something that he's going to be Mechalo Shabbos? That means, if according to the Gemara, if I chew this cookie, so the Gemara says, I'm a Mechalo Shabbos. Bita Rabbono. Good, fine. Bita Rabbono, the Gemara holds it's also to eat a cookie. Well, yeah, different cases. If you have a case that you have an ice on the cookies, and the way the Dagomabom said, it's literally that I guess the whole kavana was when you, the ois was written with certain kavana, so when you chew the ois, that helped your mental capacity. But kavana, whatever the case of the zama is, the zama says it's also. Ma'avapikain, so how you have to give it to a tinnik? Shema shemai. You're giving the tinnik something that is going to be mechal shabbos, mida rabona. Are you allowed to give a tinnik a toy that he's going to make noise with? That's a tinnikal relationship. You're going to give him, we learned about this, to give him a toy that he's going to go and make noise with. So it's also to do this mida rabona, to give it to him, but he's going to do it. So these are things that there are different explanations why it's also, if it is also, there are oishim and matirim, but that what the Mishnah Berurah said, muta litne litinik is a lashon of Morgan Avram, but not kosher. This is a very debatable statement. Now let us jump back to the first Mishnah Berurah in Sif Yudai. It's in Cotton Yudai. The Sefer Shekosov Olov, the Roshe Chudei Dapov, Oisiyois Oitevoi. Now, this is a very, perhaps, Shriach Tikishaila. You have a Sefer that there's a stamp on the Chudei Hadap, comes from this library, this Beis Medrash, they put it over here, and it comes from this Beis HaKnesset, there's a stamp there. Now, when you open it, so when it's closed, I see it's Sefer there, also Lohisim Yudeis Medrash, like, fine, but says there, that's what it says. When I open it, I'm being a Moichik. You might think I see it when I open it. Now there's this. And when I close it, I'm a crisis. Now, this Shaila, the Mishnah Berurah is going to bring out Oishim and Matir, but I'd like to mention the one of the first Oishim was the Levush. The Levush speaks about this Shaila, and the Levush says, literally, that if a person opens up this sefer or closes this sefer, he's chayiv achatos. The Levush held that this is a moichik amanat lichtoi. Why? Because when I open this, I'm going again to shut it. That's called a moichik amanat lichtoi. This is a Levush. Now, the London, and the Chazanish Stein is on this. The Chazanish Stein is that Moichikam Nas Lichtev means I'm erasing to make a better Ksivah. That's Moichikam Nas Lichtev. To make this a Moichikam Nas Lichtev. The Mechike is Almanas Lichtev. I'm not making a better ksivit. Call me a moichik shalei manas lister. Make me a moichik manas lister. About components, that's lom de mein in the hair, but the levush was machma. The levush was machma. About components, we have a shayla of opening and shutting the sefer, a shayla of moichik in kaiser. Fine. So now let us just see what the Mishnah Berurah has to say about it. Yeish oishim. So you have here a sefer that there's a stamp on the edges of the pages. Yeish oishim leboschoi ulenoloi b'shabbos. You're not allowed to open it. You're not allowed to shut. Why? By yidei apsicha shoyver ha'ishiyei. But when you open it, you are destroying the oisis. And we learned, by the cookie, we learned to destroy an oisis called a moichik. Avike moichik. V'chein shenoy loy avike koisik. When you close the sefer, you're putting together, so you are a koisik. So there's oisrim. And these oisrim, this is the Levush, the Magen Avraham, And my mother cries, he have a big gun, they may have placed him with death. I will not tell the more of the children, law killed the to the more is Michael. The hang does how they are chronim, there are many are chronim which are Michael. And what is this for? The time of the given the osui lingo the liftayah. That is the shimush of a favor. You open it and you shut it. Tomid, leko bezer mishum mechika uktive, so there's no mechika uktive, v'ave kibdelet hanizgo v'niftach tomis the envoy mishum binyan ustire. So the Gemara compares this case to a door. That means if I would, if the door is attached and I open and shut it, no one dreams to say that I'm a boy and a soiser. That's derech shimushai. That means that's a call. That's the derech of the, that's how this is used. That's derech shimushai. And it does not fall into the category of boy and a soiser. So the Gemara held, if you have a sefer and you have oishis on it, so that's how the sefer is used. You open it, you shut it. So it's called derech shimushi, and Gemara was matter. Now, before we go further, there's a machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rav Nissim Karelitz. Fine. This we have a remark. What is the din if I have a sefer and the page is torn? I open up the sefer, the page is torn, so difficult for me to read what it says on the page. So I'll put together the page, and then all of a sudden now I can figure out what it says. So l'chayze here, I also have the same problem of Kaisek. Or Moichik, let's say if I want to take out the Kaisek, or Moichik, let's say I want to take out the thorn chalik of the page, I want to see it better by taking it out. And here, it's not Mishtava. Here, I don't have the Hether of the Gemara. Gemara says, this is like a door, it opens, it shuts, it's derech shimushai. But that's a sefer, you can say such a thing. But over here, it's not so cautious, this is a torn page. So therefore, I'm listening to Kerala's hassle. He says, this is a push. The Moshe is makel for a different reason, a very interesting reason. He says, normally, I just figure out from one side of the page, what the word is. So, that's called crisis or basic. That means, because if he can't figure out, then he won't be maker. But if you can figure out the word from one side, so then he holds this is not called crisis or basic. Right. Anyway, so this is V'chein HaMinik. And the minig is, we are Michael like the Gemara, and we use such sport. Omi Kolmoke, he says, Lochain Lahachmer, Kshiyesh Loi Sefer Acher. He says, it would be preferable if you have another Sefer not to use the Sefer, that means we are playing around with, there are Poitkim that Acher, from a mele, and he says the best thing is that a person should never stamp on the thing. That would be the best thing. But since it was done already, so better one should not use the safer. Of course. Yes.